Howdy, folks. This is Carson Robinson talking to you from out here at the old CR Ranch. And I just sure wish that all of you folks was out here with us right now. One of the prettiest days I ever saw. Sun shining and birds are singing. I was out on the porch a little while ago, listening to a mockingbird. The same one that's been coming back here for, well, I don't know how many years. I know he's the same one because he's got a patch of feathers out of his back where he probably got hurt sometime. But whatever hurt him, sure don't keep him from singing loud, especially about 5 o'clock in the morning when I'd like to sleep a little longer. Well, I reckon we ought to have a little music. Pearl, how about it?
You didn't happen to see the list of songs for today, did you, Carson?
No, I didn't, honey. Why?
It sounds as though one of the songs might have inspired that talk you just made.
What's the name of it?
Blue Skies.
Well, inspiration or not, it's a swell song and a swell day to sing it. Let's hear it. Irving Berlin wrote it, didn't he?
That's right.
Haven't got another one of his handy, have you?
No, but we've got one here composed by Carson Robinson.
Who's he?
I don't know, but according to the information I have, he wrote a song called The Cowboy Romeo.
Well, let's hear it. Maybe it might be good.
Start it, boy.
All around me, I'm going to tell you all a tale. It's about a cowboy Romeo out upon the western trail. He was young and he was handsome. He was over 6 foot tall. He could ride the toughest bronco and he'd never get a fall. With $100 saddle and a big white Stetson hat, handmade boots and silver spurs, he was well worth looking at. He could rope and shoot and gamble. He could make a banjo sing, and when he'd start to yodel, he'd make the prairie ring. This cowboy loved the ladies, but I don't blame him for that, 'cause I used to have some fun myself before I got too old and fat. Oh, he had a charming manner that the girls could not resist. I wish I had just 50 cents for every one he's kissed. He would buy him 30 presents, just to show him he's a sport. He'd have made a darn good sailor, with a girl in every port. He would take him out to dances, and his love he would confide, till he'd have him going loco, and then he'd hit the trail and ride.
Yodelee-lodelee, yodelee-lodelee,
all the hearts that he had broken were scattered far and near, until one day he met a girl who finished his career. Oh, she had red hair and freckles, and her name was Texas Lou. She told this handsome cowboy, "You've met your Waterloo." Then she took him to the preacher with a six-gun in her hand. And now he's herding cattle down by the Rio Grande. And when the baby wakes at midnight, starts to crying loud and long, his wife says, "Hey there, Romeo, get up and sing your song."
Yodelee-lodelee, yodelee-lodelee, yodelee-lodelee.
Well, thanks, kid. Who's the composer of the next one?
A man by the name of Stephen Foster. Ever hear of him?
I wonder if there's anybody in the world that hasn't heard of Stephen Foster. Gosh, the songs that man wrote. Old Susanna and Old Kentucky Home and 100 others. Which one are you singing, honey?
Beautiful Dreamer.
One of his prettiest ones. Go ahead.
Beautiful Dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, live while I woo thee with sweet melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, out of the sea, mermaids are chanting the wild lorelei. Over the streamlet, vapors are born, waiting to fade at the bright coming morn. Beautiful dreamer, beam on my heart, keen as the morn on the streamlet and sea. Then will all clouds of sorrow depart. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
That was it. Well, Pearl.
Carson,
can I make a request?
Is it a good one?
I think so. The name of it is Bye Bye Blackbird.
That song always makes me think of the New York fella that was visiting out here 2 or 3 years ago. Well, how was it he said that title?
Boy, Boy, Black Boy.
All right, let's hear Boy, Boy, Black Boy. Here we go.
Packed up all my care and woe, here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, Blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, and so is she. Bye, bye, Blackbird. No one to love and understand me. What hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and life the life. I'll arrive late at night. Blackbird, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
bad luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light, I'll arrive late at night. Blackbird, bye-bye.
Speaking of that New York visitor, I also remember part of what he said when John put that cucklebur under his saddle blanket. Boy, did that horse do some plain and fancy pitching.
Honest, Carson, I wouldn't have done it if he hadn't been popping off about being such a good rider.
Well, he sure popped off of that horse right quick. And when he struck the ground, setting down, it sure was funny.
Carson, would you call that a set-down stride?
Oh, now.
Oh, that's awful, isn't it?
After that, we'd better have a song. What'll it be?
Till We Meet Again.
Dedicated to the saddle and the tenderfoot, huh?
That's
all right.
Right,
here we go.
Tomorrow, the while I kiss you, said adieu. When?
Well, folks, this is Carson Roberts and the gang saying so long to you. Mm-hmm.